It's Sunday, June 14th, 2026. This is the RateHarp Morning Brief. Rates today, as of today, June 14th, 2026, the mortgage landscape in Canada features a 5-year fixed rate at 4.7%, a 3-year fixed rate at 4.57%, and a 5-year variable rate at 3.55%. The prime rate stands at 4.45%, while the stress test rate is set at 6.7%. These figures indicate that borrowing costs remain elevated, particularly for fixed-rate mortgages, which are currently higher than their variable counterparts. For potential homebuyers, understanding the nuances between these rates is crucial when making a decision. The spread between fixed and variable rates is noteworthy. The 5-year fixed rate at 4.7% is significantly higher than the 5-year variable rate at 3.55%. This gap suggests that borrowers may be incentivized to consider variable rate options, especially if they expect rates to stabilize or decrease in the near future. However, the risk of fluctuating payments with a variable rate must be weighed against the security of a fixed rate, which offers predictable monthly payments and protection against future rate increases. In a rising rate environment, the choice between fixed and variable rates can significantly impact long-term financial planning. For buyers looking to enter the market, the choice of mortgage type can have long-lasting implications, especially given the current economic climate. With the stress test rate at 6.7%, many prospective buyers may find themselves facing challenges in qualifying for a mortgage, particularly in a market where affordability remains a pressing concern. As always, consulting with a mortgage broker can help in navigating these complexities. Bank of Canada and bond yields. The Bank of Canada continues to influence the mortgage market through its monetary policy decisions, which are closely tied to the yields on Government of Canada GOC bonds. Currently, the 5-year GOC yield is at 3.05%, while the 3-year yield is slightly lower at 2.87%. These yields serve as a barometer for fixed mortgage rates, which typically move in correlation with them. As bond yields rise, we often see a corresponding increase in fixed mortgage rates, and vice versa. Given the current GOC yields, we could anticipate that fixed rates might remain stable or even inch higher as market conditions evolve. This is particularly relevant for those considering locking in a fixed mortgage rate. With the 5-year fixed rate at 4.7%, it's clear that borrowers are currently facing a premium for the certainty that a fixed rate provides. However, as bond yields fluctuate in response to economic indicators, there remains a level of uncertainty that could impact future mortgage pricing. The relationship between bond yields and mortgage rates underscores the importance of staying informed about economic trends that could affect borrowing costs. Understanding the dynamics of bond yields and their influence on mortgage rates is essential for both buyers and investors. Those who are able to anticipate shifts in the market may find opportunities to secure better rates or to refinance existing mortgages ahead of potential increases. As we look ahead, the Bank of Canada's decisions will play a pivotal role in shaping the mortgage landscape. Housing market. The Canadian housing market remains a topic of intense discussion, especially as affordability challenges continue to plague many regions. Recent headlines highlight the ongoing disparities in housing prices across the country. For instance, Alberta is experiencing a notable rise in detached house prices, reflecting a shift in demand in certain areas. This trend is likely driven by a combination of factors, including economic growth and demographic shifts. Conversely, markets like Milton are seeing a slight decline in home prices, with a reported drop of 1.1% to an average of $977,732 in May 2026. Such fluctuations indicate that while some regions are thriving, others are grappling with challenges that may deter prospective buyers. This dichotomy in market performance underscores the importance of localized knowledge when navigating the real estate landscape. Moreover, the ongoing FIFA World Cup preparations in cities like Vancouver are influencing local sentiments, with many residents divided on the benefits of hosting such large-scale events. As the city installs screens to improve the viewing experience for soccer fans, the economic implications of these events may also extend to the housing market, affecting rental prices and housing availability. Regional roundup, British Columbia. The province is buzzing with excitement as Vancouver gears up for the FIFA World Cup. However, the housing market remains under pressure, with condo prices expected to fall further in 2026, according to TD. This decline may present opportunities for buyers, but it also raises concerns about long-term affordability, Alberta. In contrast, Alberta is witnessing the largest rise in detached house prices in the country. This trend reflects a growing demand for single-family homes, likely driven by new residents and a recovering economy. Notably, a $1.1 million home in Edmonton has captured attention for its unique garden setting, showcasing the diverse offerings in the Alberta housing market. Ontario, the Greater Toronto Area, GTA, is facing challenges as appraisal values are locking homeowners out of the refinance market. This situation may deter current homeowners from accessing equity, further complicating the affordability crisis in the region. Additionally, the recent decline in Milton home prices indicates that the market is adjusting to changing economic conditions. Quebec. While specific headlines from Quebec were not featured today, the province continues to navigate its own unique housing challenges. The affordability of housing remains a pressing issue, with many residents advocating for policy changes to address the growing disparity between wages and housing costs. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current mortgage rates present a mixed bag of opportunities and challenges. With variable rates significantly lower than fixed rates, buyers may want to consider the potential for future rate increases when choosing their mortgage type. It's also crucial to factor in the stress test rate of 6.7%, which could limit purchasing power. Buyers should stay informed about market trends and be ready to act quickly, especially in competitive areas. For sellers, those looking to sell their homes should be cognizant of regional market conditions. In areas like Milton, where prices have dipped, it may be wise to adjust expectations and pricing strategies accordingly. Conversely, in Alberta, sellers might find a more favorable environment, with rising prices offering a chance to capitalize on demand. Understanding local dynamics will be key to successful transactions. For brokers, brokers play an essential role in guiding clients through the complexities of the current mortgage landscape. With fluctuating rates and varying market conditions across regions, brokers should equip themselves with the latest information to advise clients effectively. Building strong relationships with lenders and staying updated on economic indicators will be critical for navigating the coming months. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Current mortgage rates favor variable options for some buyers. Alberta's housing market is thriving, while Milton sees price declines. Brokers must stay informed to guide clients effectively. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.